Moncrief on News Talk.
Controversy has exploded in the world of competitive conkers. The winner in the men's section of last weekend's World Conker Championships was accused of cheating, prompting a full inquiry by conker officials. The event took place in the Southwark Shuckburgh Arms in Northamptonshire. Neil Horton is the landlord there. Neil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, the chap who won it, David Jenkins, he's been on the scene for quite some time. Would that be the case?
Yeah, he's been around, trying to enter the competition and win it for 47 years. He's more of our mascot. He's known as King Conker. He wears his regalia, he's covered in conkers, and he's well loved by everybody locally.
Yeah, and he'd be 82 years of age at this stage.
That's right, yeah. He came in here for his lunchtime pint today.
Huh.
So we saw him, he's a smashing chef.
Yeah, and so when he won, from what I've read at least, you know, he disintegrated the opposing conker with just one blow. Would that be relatively unusual?
It is unusual. It is normally about, we'll go on for several minutes. This time, I suppose, with all those years of skill and a bit of luck, He took the opponent out literally first blow, so it was I was on my way over to watch, and it had finished by the time I got there. So yeah, very, very unusual.
But, right, and is that what started to prompt people asking questions about the victory?
Yeah, I think so. If you put it in context, as our mascot, David will wander around in his lovely green uniform covered in conkers that he has. And he'll generally talk to families and kids, and he'll talk about the history of conkers and show them. In his pockets, he's got all sorts of little things to show them about the history of the game. One of those things is more of a talisman. It's a steel conker, and he'll challenge the kids to try and break his conker, and of course they can't. And unfortunately, having got to the final, that was still in his pocket. So aspersions were made and assumptions made that he'd use that during the bout.
Ah, right, okay. And and what he had in his pocket was a conker that's made of steel. Just
made of steel.
To look like a conker.
Yeah, he's an engineer, so I'm guessing he's turned it himself.
Right. Also as well, though, as I understand it, he would be involved in organising the competition, choosing the conkers and drilling holes in them and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so if you think about the conker, it's the competitors have to basically use the conkers that we supply. They can't bring their own. We supply them. They live in a conker bag, so all you see is the laces hanging out. So you pull a lace, and that's your conker for the game. That way, we don't get any cheating, any ringer conkers involved.
Mm.
The conker itself will fall from the tree. We don't pick them from the trees. They have to fall to make sure they're in the right condition. We'll collect them and leave them laying on a grassed area until almost the day before. And then there's a mad rush where we have a whole group of people who will drill the conkers and lace the conkers and put them in the bags. So David was involved in the drilling of conkers, as he always has. But when it came to lacing and putting them in the bags, he's got no involvement. And then the bags are taken over by a chap called Richard, and he looks after the umpiring of the games and controls those bags.
Right,
so,
okay.
So there's no chance he would have done anything. There's probably 2,000 conkers are drilled, so to be able to have, just by fluke, the right one in the bag for him is impossible.
Yeah, and so after the competition was completed, was there how did you review what had happened? Was there video footage of everything?
Yeah, so we basically got umpires right on the game. So the last check is a check of the length of the leather thong we use rather than shoelaces to make sure it's the correct length as the battle commences. So you've got judges right next to it. Judges are watching the game and they're watching the completion of the game. And as he always does, he generally throws conkers into the crowd. And he did exactly that after the game. He puts his hands in his pocket, pulls some conkers out. But I'm told by by those that were there that the actual conker used in anger during the battle was still in his hand and stayed in his hand through the whole of that moment. So we have video of that, and it's clear in the video that he doesn't actually throw or change the conker as far as I can see. I've looked at it. But the inquiry's still going on at the moment. We're highly ethical and voluntary organisation, and the chief umpire has called for one final review before we sign off on his decision, which we should get over the weekend.
Right. Okay.
We hope to have it today, but he wants to go through it all again, make sure it's all correct.
Yeah, absolutely. And Neil, does this kind of thing happen a lot when somebody might win and then somebody else says that might be a bit dodgy?
No, it's serious stuff. I mean, people travel from all over. Some people come from around the world. You had an American, some Dutch people here this time, a chap from South Africa. But it's serious. The game is serious, but the event is a proper autumn English, you know, fate style event. Around about 2,000 people turn up to watch and 256 play. So it's a big event, but it's a lot of fun. And it's serious, but it's also, you know, light-hearted as well.
So, yes, of course. No,
no one ever falls out. There's never any arguments afterwards.
Okay, so these allegations that have been made or suggestions that have been made, this is a one-off in the world of competitive conkers.
I think so. Yeah, it's the first time I've heard it, and I've lived in the village here now for 11 years. You know, and I've been coming to the competition as a competitor, and I've helped for the last few years. So it's the first time I've heard of this going on.
Yeah, well, hopefully it will all be resolved to everyone's satisfaction. Neil, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Neil Horton there, landlord of the Southwick Shugborough Arms in Northamptonshire in England.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.